Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question 59. Dear Gopal, I continue with question number 28. While sharing honestly, I solely focus on emotions, and as a result, I overwhelmingly experience joy during the sessions. In your video number 28, you provided an explanation to continue with meditation once the suffering has been resolved. In your book, you state that meditation happens without focus, without focusing on a particular method, more a way of witnessing what is happening in the body and mind. Is that correct? Thank you very much. What you write is exactly what happens if honest sharing is done correctly, precisely as I describe it. That's what happens at the end, or we could say also at the beginning of a real contact, that if we share the emotions completely, then joy arises. But this joy is just a state. So what I mean by the suffering has been resolved is that you have fully integrated that in a partnership, and that you have transformed all your defense mechanisms, at least in a way that you are not fully identified with it anymore. So that means that you consciously can create relationships as deep as you want and as you need, so that it brings you complete fulfillment on the normal physical level of this life. And that means that your body fully comes into regulation. And if this is the case, if your whole life, and that means your relationship to the universe, has been transformed, then something becomes quiet inside of you, because the struggle of survival is over. And that means the struggle of the childhood that has no representation on the outside anymore today. So the physical body, the autonomous nervous system, is in a state that corresponds to the reality outside, and that means to the one we are in contact with. And this brings energy into your system because it can flow. It is not disturbed by old defense mechanisms. So it's a longer process. But what you write is in any way that why I created or channeled the honest sharing. Exactly that. So first I would recommend to look if you are really fulfilled. And that means that you have fulfilling relationships, that you don't need meditation, because what you write could mean, I don't know, but it could mean that you now want to focus on meditation to avoid the total connection to other people and to a partner. This is possible, and that would mean that you use meditation as a way to separate from yourself and from others. So as long as you need meditation, you cannot meditate. As long as you need meditation, you have to share something with your partner. Only if all that becomes more or less uninteresting and you just sit without any desire, without any goal, yeah, then there's a possibility for really for meditation. Otherwise, the unresolved stress in your body will always disturb that process. So if you are at that point, forget about your question. Just sit. Just sit. Forget about all questions and all answers. You cannot meditate with the mind. As long as there are questions, it's no meditation. Questions lead you away from meditation. The answer to your question cannot lead you to meditation. This is not possible. You have to let go of all questions and just sit. Put your physical body in the upright sitting position, and more you cannot do. The mind will go crazy. It will try to make you to do things, to ask questions, to change something, to reach somewhere. And this mind, you have to wait until it is dying on its own. If you sit regularly, then the mind dies in a way, and that means it becomes silent. And that feels as if you would disappear. At least the ego, we could say, starts disappearing. It's like a death. It feels like going through a death. And I would recommend to, if you at that point really go to a master, to satsang, to enlightened people. I mean, I'm just a trauma therapist. I can guide you up to that point, but then you really should go to people who have completed the path of meditation. That's not the case for me, to be honest.